Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning in worship. We are blessed this morning and every morning by our Heavenly Father, and we look to return to Him thanks and praise for all that He has done for us. Beyond our worship this morning, we serve the Lord in many and various ways, and we continue to serve one another in our church by encouraging each other in our faiths, and we do that through our Bible studies, and we continue to do that as we gather together. This Wednesday, we have a peaceful gathering once again, and so we are looking forward to being in God's Word today and throughout the week, encouraging and growing in our faith. This morning, we are following Divine Service Setting 3 on page 184. I invite you to sing with me our opening hymn, 490. Stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we, poor sinners, confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
We speak responsively the introit. Like newborn infants, alleluia.
Long for the spiritual help of the word, alleluia.
Sing aloud to God our strength.
Shout for joy to God, Jacob.
In distress you called, and I delivered you.
I answered you in the secret place of thunder.
I am the Lord your God,
who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.
Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
And with honey from the rock, I will satisfy you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Like newborn infants, alleluia.
Long for the spiritual help of the word, alleluia.
Glory be to God on high. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your great confession in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 10. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as we continue with the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I invite you to speak with me the Apostles' Creed as we confess our Christian faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children present may come forward for our children's message at this time. Good morning. It is a good morning today. Last week, Sunday morning, we were celebrating Easter, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the Easter celebration. And when we celebrate Easter, what are we really celebrating? And when we gather in the church, what is it that we celebrate?
That he is risen.
That's correct. We celebrate Jesus having risen from the dead. Now, is it easy to believe somebody has risen from the dead? Do you know anybody that's risen from the dead?
Mm-mm.
No. Should we ask out there? Anybody? Do you guys know anybody that's risen from the dead? No, not really. At least not that we see today, right? We believe and we know Jesus, he has risen from the dead, but he's not walking among us any longer. One of his own disciples, they doubted that Jesus had risen. And what did he want to do in order to be assured? What did Thomas say to the other disciples? Do you guys remember?
He would only believe if he touched the scars.
Right. He was only going to believe if he touched the scars, the nail marks in the hands and where the spear had pierced his side. But is that how you and I, is that what we are called in order to believe? Do we need that same proof?
Mm-mm.
No. We trust that God has spoken truth and that he has given us the truth through other people. Who helps speak to you God's truth for you to believe? Who speaks the truth of Jesus risen from the dead? Who helps give you that message?
Mom, Dad, Sunday school teachers.
All right, our parents and others in our families that love us. Right, our Sunday school teachers. The pastor might even do so, right? Yeah, all kinds of people do those things in the church. And even brothers and sisters in Christ can help encourage us with God's word of truth. That we do not need that physically touching him, but rather we are able to believe because God has told us truth. And Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed to have life everlasting." Yes, in Jesus' name. So should we ask Jesus to appear before us so that we can touch him before we believe? No. Rather, we should believe in God's word that he's given to us and rely upon that. So let us all pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus. To die from the cross and rise from the tomb. To die on the cross and rise from the tomb. So that I might have life everlasting. So that I might have life everlasting. Please help me trust your word.
Please help me trust your word.
And speak it boldly.
And speak it boldly.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Our congregation is going to speak words based upon God's word in song as we sing hymn 487, Come You Faithful, Raise the Strain.
Thank you.
Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon this morning is based upon the text from John chapter 20. Do any of you have an upcoming anniversary that's being celebrated, such as a class graduation reunion or any wedding anniversaries coming up? Anybody? I know that this is kind of the time of year when those things are being planned. Anniversary celebrations, getting together after a while of not seeing one another. And most of these get-togethers are eagerly anticipated as the participants reunite with those that they've had good relationships with and they've shared common experiences in the past. And there'll be questions asked such as, so how's the family? Or, hey, how are you doing in retirement? What's been going on the last few years? And yet, even amidst the sharing and the conveying of what is keeping us busy and how things we have been blessed, there are times where it is not only pleasure, but there is also sorrows. Even at my most recent reunion, there was a remembrance of those that will never gather again because death has taken them away. Not all reunions are quite happy. Not all reunions are eagerly anticipated. And some even come with a little bit of apprehension. It wasn't exactly a reunion years down the road for the disciples. More like, you know, it was that senior class trip, the last hurrah before they all went their separate ways as the disciples are gathering in that upper room. But as they gather with uncertainty. What is going to happen? What's going to happen today? What's going to happen tomorrow into the future? We don't know. Regrets over what did happen. You can certainly say that they longed for Jesus not to have been crucified, that they regretted their own words and actions on the night when he was arrested. Probably stir in just a little bit of confusion regarding the reports that they had received. The tomb is empty. They say he's alive, but really? We know that he was buried. They know where the body was laid. Some turmoil, you might say, in their heads, turmoil in their hearts. And I'm sure you've had similar turmoil in your life, whether it be from uncertainty, maybe that class reunion brings you back together with somebody that you last parted not on good terms with. How will that reunion go now? Can things be mended? Or perhaps you have a decision to make and you're uncertain, should I or should I not? And then do this. Life decisions are not always easy with our limited understanding. Or maybe you've just been watching and looking at the news reports, and all that they say is going wrong, and the pondering and the posturing about the devastating predictions. Will these actually come true? Is this future all doom and gloom? Do we have any hope? What's going on? Turmoil within our minds and turmoil even within our hearts. The peace that we seek, it might be all around us. We aren't fearing military invasions or political uprisings in our communities, at least not that I'm aware of. We aren't questioning our food supplies. Diseases, they don't quite cause the catastrophes that they once had in the past. Outward appearance, it looks to be one of the best places for people to live. A peaceful and quiet life. And yet it isn't the outward peace that we cherish most. It's the peace inside. Because of that unrest and turmoil that we have within our minds and in our hearts. The peace outside, well, it seems to be rather ample. The peace inside, well, that seems to be fleeting, depending upon the day in which we live. Jesus knows his disciples, and he knows you and me. He knows our thought patterns. He knows our heart's conditions. He sees what we truly need in this world. And at that day, the first day of the week, that Sunday, that Easter day, we hear these disciples, how they are in that upper room, locked behind doors for fear of the Jews. And Jesus came and stood among them, and he speaks words filled with power that provide what they need. Peace be with you. He repeats it again. Peace be with you. And to calm any uncertainties in regards to whether or not they are still his disciples, his chosen ones, he continues by telling them these words of affirmation. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. They may have fled on the night when he was betrayed. They may have even denied knowing him. But yet, he claims them as his, that he will send in his name to bring good news. Peace, Jesus speaks. Peace be with you. And then he tells them, after breathing upon them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. This is what they are called to do. They are called to go out in his name, sent with the authority to give and speak words of forgiveness and also to withhold it. This is what Jesus has in store for his disciples, that they would go out proclaiming his name, extolling God's kingdom, providing forgiveness. And with that forgiveness, that peace that we need in our hearts and in our minds when it comes to our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. And Jesus looks for you to be at peace, to know that, yes, you are one of his chosen, that he knows you, that you too are able to have peace from him. In holy baptism, you are called by your name, washed with waters and the words, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you are baptized. Your sins are washed away. There is nothing separating you from God, your Heavenly Father. Your soul is at peace. And this is what our Lord and Savior Jesus desires for you, that you know that he has died so that all your sins would be washed away, that you would be assured when you receive bread and wine that it is his very body and blood for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, that he died, but through his death, you have life. This is the peace that he wants to bring to you. Not a peace outside, but rather the peace in the place that matters most. A peace that survives no matter what is going on outside. We may not always enjoy what is going on in this world. We may not always like what we are required to do. And yet, we can still have hearts at peace because we know that no matter what devastation, no matter what turmoil we have in our lives, God has promised that there will be peace in his name, that he will return, that sin will be stopped forever, that death will no longer hold those who have died, but will be demanded to give them back to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that Satan will be shut up forever in the place that God has prepared for him, and we will be able to live
with our Heavenly Father at peace forever. That is the future that you and I have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a future of true peace, peace within and peace out without, outside of us. This Jesus speaks, peace be with you. Peace be with you, because he has died upon the cross. Peace be with you, because he is risen from the tomb. Peace be with you, because he has given you his words of promise. Peace be with you, because you have the sacraments in which he gives to you his grace. Today, in this world of so much unrest and turmoil, look to Jesus Christ. Know and be filled with the peace that he gives, a peace that lasts forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our hearts and understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. At this time, I invite you to please stand as we sing the offertory. I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you.
Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
We stand as we continue with the prayers of the church as we look to go to our Heavenly Father and ask for his peace for all those in the church and for those outside the church, as God knows that they need. Let us pray.
God our Father, you have raised your Son, and he has bestowed the Holy Spirit on his apostles. Believing Christ's resurrection, help us also to trust the forgiving words of his servants. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you sent your Spirit upon your people of old and brought them back from exile. Breathe on your church again to renew our faith and fellowship, that we may stand as your holy army and have hope. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, remember those who have wandered from the household of faith. Faithful to your promises, work all things in their lives to remind them of their need for your unending grace and steadfast love, that they might return to the faith and delight in your Son, crucified and raised for them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we praise your Son's resurrection from the dead and draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our high priest. Show your kindness to Glenn, Tracy, Leroy, Consuelo, Gerald, Jerry, and the family and friends of Doug. Graciously receive our prayers of intercession and hear them for Christ's sake. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that out of your indescribable grace, for the sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel and instituted the blessed sacraments, that through them we may have comfort and the forgiveness of sins. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily believe your word, and through the holy sacraments establish our faith day by day, until we at last obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom as you teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Bless we the Lord, thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
We look to sing our concluding hymn. I invite you, prior to our singing, to greet each other in the peace of our risen Lord and Savior, as he is the one that gives us peace. May we extend that to one another. God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Good morning. Good morning. God's peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Our concluding hymn is number 480. He's risen. He's risen.
risen, he's risen, Christ Jesus.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well. On the YouTube channel, search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue with a lot of great new material to share with you, including a brand new one from Alison Krauss and Union Station, Buddy Melton, Steve Martin. Yes, that's Steve Martin, together with Alison Brown, Tim O'Brien, and many, many more. All brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass. Log on, get up to date. BluegrassToday.com. We're going to kick things off now with a brand new one from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. Here's Plenty Ventured.
Pretty venture, nothing gained. Sometimes I'm a little slow to learn. I just figure I could ice the burn. I went out to find your song. Didn't like the world I saw. Three stops late to jump the train.